consulate in Houston, Texas. Today, it directed the United States to close the American consulate in the city of Chengdu, as relations between the world's two largest economies continue to unravel. The order to depart the consulate in southwestern China's Sichuan province was seen as roughly the same in terms of scale and impact as the action in Houston. The U.S. had accused Chinese agents there of trying to steal medical and other research material. Beijing asked Washington to reconsider its order, but there was no pullback, and today's shutdown demand was the result. The Chinese Foreign Ministry in a statement said, quote, "The measure taken by China is a legitimate and necessary response to the unjustified act by the United States." Further, it said, "The current situation in Chinese-U.S. relations is not what China desires to see. Where U.S.-China ties go from here is anyone's guess." Meanwhile, the U.S. says Beijing's consulate in San Francisco is harboring a Chinese researcher accused of hiding her alleged role in the Communist Party's military wing on her visa application. Asian and European markets fell on the Chengdu announcement. The Shanghai Composite Index lost more than 3%. In Europe, all the major exchanges are down, and Wall Street was down at the open by 100 points. Oil prices edged higher today, supported by a weaker dollar, which slid to 22-month lows against a basket of currencies. In Israel, there were violent clashes between protesters and police overnight in Jerusalem. It was the latest demonstration of dismay with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, both for the corruption charges against him and his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Police used water cannons to break up crowds of protesters, and there were dozens of arrests. Israel imposed a lockdown when the first COVID-19 cases appeared in the country in March, but then moved rapidly to reopen its economy in May, and the disease made a strong comeback. The country's virus case count is about 58,000, with at least 442 deaths. This is VOA News. Lawyers for Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of China's Huawei Technologies, have applied to a Canadian court